Mount Allison's new football coach is no stranger to Sackville. Scott Brady actually played for the Mounties and then joined the coaching staff for the football team, helping them win back-to-back championships in 2013 and 2014 and achieve the first undefeated regular season in Mounties history in 2014. Brady stopped by CHMA this week to talk about his decision to return and his plans for the football club.
Scott Brady, welcome.
Thank you.
Or welcome back.
Thank
you. We could also say. You started your career here at Mount A. Tell us about that. Tell us about your background there.
I did. So I played here from 2006 until 2009. And then I started my coaching career in 2010, right when I was finishing up my degree. So 2010, I coached the defensive backs and was a special teams coordinator under Kelly Jeffrey. And then 2011, I took over as the defensive coordinator and was very involved in the recruiting at the time. So I did that until I became the head coach in 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you know that you would be coaching?
My parents would say for a long time, like when I was playing football in high school, I was coaching like basketball teams and football back at like my middle school. And I think people around me kind of always knew that was the path I was going to go down. I don't know when I realized it necessarily, but I think it's something I've always been attracted to.
Do you have a coaching kind of role model or hero out there in the world?
I don't know. I think that honestly, the biggest influence is my dad, which not that he was in the coaching space, but a lot of the biggest stuff I try to pull from is honestly just from listening to him about like his work life growing up, managing people, and a lot of like dinner table conversations and things I learned from him. And then all the different coaches that I've worked for, I've tried to pull various things from. I think the most influential has probably been Kelly. He was the first head coach that I worked under. He's the best head coach I've worked under. But I think you try to pull pieces from everybody that you work for.
Yeah. So it doesn't, because you don't necessarily always need to be referring to like a coach necessarily, because these things are, you're pulling the values from like hard work, you know, working with others, inspiring people. Like those are things that apply in all kinds of areas of life.
Yeah, 100%. I think like the most important thing is that it's genuine and authentic for you. So you're trying to pull from these other people, but then also like what's the version of this that makes sense for me and fits who I am as a person as well. And I think that's just stuff you learn over time.
Yeah. So when you left Mount A, you went to McMaster University. Mm-hmm. Is that right? And
yes.
So you've been there?
Since I left, yeah.
Now Sackville, I know, has a very active football culture, the high school, Mount A, but Hamilton, I imagine to be like kind of next level of a football town because they have the Tiger Cats and then you're at McMaster. So what was it like working in Hamilton?
Yeah, I think the common thread is that they're both pretty football crazy towns. Yeah. I think I've been really fortunate to be in two places that are really invested in football. Obviously in Hamilton, you've got the Tiger Cats. A lot of people grow up there like playing football. It's something that's very ingrained in the culture as well, but it's also kind of in a different way from Sackville and Mount Allison community. I still think this is kind of the pinnacle of just how invested the town, the campus, the community is. I really don't think there's anything like it. And I always go back to the 2013 UTEC Bowl when I was here. We're hosting national semifinal against Laval. You know, our 2,400 person campus, we've got 3,600 people packed around the Cauley Field at the time cheering us on. We've got a pep rally in the quad the night before the game with the entire school out. When we're good, when it's being done the right way, this town, this campus, this community will support it like no other in the country. So as much as that was also a football crazy place, I do think there's something special here.
Yeah. So is that, you know, part of what went into your decision to return to Sackville at this time?
Yeah. First and foremost, it was family. My biggest priority was my daughter. And being where it would allow me to be like the best possible dad I could for her. But aside from the family piece, there's always been an attraction here. Like I have a lot of fond memories from my time here other than having my daughter. Like a lot of my fondest memories go back to playing and coaching here. how much time you spend with the other guys on the team when you're on campus here. Like, it's not just football, but whether it's just hanging out in residence playing video games or talking meal hall for like way too long. It's just a really fun time here, and I have a lot of great memories from here. So there's always been a pull to want to come back here. And then the quality of people that you find here is just completely different than where you find anywhere else. Like, there really is something special here. And I do think the strength of Mount Allison is really our people, and there's just incredible people here. And there's always been a pull to want to come back.
Okay. So take us through, like, you know, it's May right now. What is the football coach doing at these days? Are you recruiting still, or is that already wrapped up, or what does your day look like?
No, I mean, recruiting itself is 24/7, 365, more or less. So there is a huge recruiting pool. We had our first team meeting last night. So we met with the entire team over Zoom, since not everybody is in town or on campus right now. And then I'm doing individual meetings with every player, every coach over the next, 10 days or so, just to start building those relationships as best we can. It's been a lot of time on the phone with alumni, with former players, people who are invested in our program, and just kind of sharing the vision for what we're trying to build here and how we're going to get the program back where we all want it to be. And then in the short run there, in the next, say, month and a half, because the month of July is a recruiting blackout in U Sports, the next month and a half is really laying the foundation for what next year's recruiting process is going to be. And so our biggest priority is dominating Atlantic Canada in recruiting. We have to get the best football players in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia to come to Mount Allison. So it's going to be spending a lot of time trying to get to know them and investing in them, them and their families, and just kind of sharing what makes this place special with them, and getting as far down that road as we possibly can ahead of next year's recruiting class.
Okay. So the vision, how do you sum up the vision when you're talking to people?
Yeah, we want to be the hardest working, most connected team in the country. I think that's what Mount Allison is. And any time in our history when we have been successful, it's really been on those two things. So at the end of the day, to be successful, to win championships, you have to build a really strong work ethic within the program. I don't think that's something that we want to shy away from. It's going to be hard, and there's a lot of time and effort that has to go into it. And then we have to care about each other within the program at a really high level. Like, there is something about Mount Allison where that just kind of happens organically, but we also have to be intentional about building that within our team. And at the end of the day, the more that we care about each other, the harder we're going to work. Our players have to see that our coaches care about them as people outside of football, that we're going to invest in them as people and in their lives. So those are going to be like the two pillars that we build this program on, is just a really strong work ethic and a program that cares a lot about the people inside of it.
That's Scott Brady, new head coach for the Mount Allison Football Mounties. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.